Welcome to Looking Back Through the Pages of the Bunyip at Gawler's History. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And it's lovely to be back.
Always good to be
it
here.
It is, yes. So I'll kick off at once because time is ticking away with 150 years ago. A banking incident.
Ooh.
An amusing incident occurred in connection with one of our city banking establishments within the last day or two. A lady who had cashed a cheque and left the bank returned and, addressing the teller in a tone that indicated some concern, said, "I understand you do not admit a mistake in money paid if not discovered before the person receiving it leaves the bank." The teller promptly replied, "Certainly not," and then came the astonishing rejoinder, "I thought so, but it does not matter. You gave a £5 note instead of a £1 note. That's all." With that, the lady politely bowed and quitted the premises, leaving the teller to make the highly gratifying discovery that he was just £4 short in his cash.
How could you do that? I suppose times were hard.
Yes. And poor teller probably had to pay that from his own pocket.
Yeah, probably did. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, just some people don't care.
No.
Human nature doesn't change.
Well, no, it doesn't. You know, you can do all the... Yeah. Anyway... 100 years ago, a good poll. Renewed interest was shown in the welfare of the municipality of Gawler, judged on the annual elections which took place on Saturday last. Throughout the morning, voting was steady and continuous, and it was only during the afternoon, when other functions claimed people's attention, that the attendance lessened. At the council meeting on Monday evening, the Mayor, Mr. M. Lynch, gave welcome to the new councillors, Messrs. Connor, Barkler and Sheard. He said that his memory could go back in council matters for many years, but could not recall such drastic alterations as in the personnel of the council on this occasion. So there was three new councillors.
Mm. Obviously had council elections annually back then. Sounds like.
Yeah.
Mm. And Michael Lynch, elections. Of course, built our house. That's the Michael
Lynch. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
he
wow.
Built our house. I was absolutely thrilled when I found that out.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
They must have had part elections every...
Maybe they did.
So that some continued and some didn't.
So I'll go on 50 years ago. Swimming centres at six centres, records likely. Record numbers are expected for vacation swimming classes in the district, which begin next year. The classes, which are being conducted this season by individual centres instead of the Education Department, will finish on Friday, January the 17th. Instruction will be given at pools at Gawler, Williamstown, Nuriupta, Tanunda, Hamley Bridge and Riverton. The biggest enrolments are at Gawler and Nuriupta. The two centres are expected to cater for well over 1,000 pupils from the preschool to Royal Lifesaving levels. And Gawler Pool was, 10 years old, 11 years old then. Fantastic pool. I mean, it still is. It holds up so well.
Does it? Yeah. I haven't been to Gawler Swimming Pool for years because I'm a bit soft. I like to go. Oh, I go to Aquadome because they've got the spa and the sauna. And I like to sit in the spa for 20 minutes after I've done my length up and down the pool. I don't actually swim. I just... Yeah.
We were last there probably about four. I was just thinking about it this morning, actually, about 4 years ago, I think, for Patrick's birthday. We met friends there and celebrated.
Lovely.
A lovely picnic, birthday picnic.
That's nice, isn't it, when the pools allow the picnics. And it's really lovely.
Because they've got that beautiful area under the gum trees.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
Leaves.
Yeah, it's a lovely pool. Yeah. It is a lovely pool, though. It's got beautiful trees around it and... So we were just looking at all that this morning because we're on the other side of the riverbank from the pool. Talking about the history of that area.
Yeah. 25 years ago, no New Year triple time paid here. There will be no triple time or exorbitant rates of pay for our emergency services workers on New Year's Eve. A massive workforce of unpaid Australians will be on duty as the clock ticks over into the new millennium. Country Fire Service, Australian Citizen Radio Monitors, State Emergency Service and SA Ambulance personnel are among volunteer groups rostered on for the big night, and most of them think nothing of giving up the biggest night of the century to be on standby in case of an emergency or possible Y2K chaos. And we remember we were talking about that,
yes.
weren't we?
Yes,
about
we're
Y2K.
Coming up to the
oh, crikey.
End of the millennial, 25 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and everything was going to fall out of the sky. You didn't want to. No, yeah, anyway, yeah, it was quite fun. Nothing happened.
No.
And there's a photograph there of some people, and the print is far too small. You can see four faces, and one of them looks like Bill Filkey from Akron, but maybe it wasn't. Someone from CFS, someone from ambulance, someone from SES, and someone from Akron. All ready.
Mm-hmm. Ready and waiting.
Yes.
I don't even remember what we did on that night. I think we just stayed home with the kids and lit some fireworks.
Probably,
so, all very young. So.
Probably did too. In fact, 2000. Gosh. Yeah. Got no idea what I did. Mm. Who cares?
Not much. It was just another year. So, 10 years ago, highway robbery. Gawler motorists are being pumped by expensive fuel prices, with some local service stations charging up to 20 cents per litre more than other suburbs in Adelaide. A number of drivers have reported seeing drastic price differences in other metropolitan suburbs, with one witnessing an outlet in Blair Athol selling unleaded petrol at $1.19 per litre, compared to Woolworths petrol station at Evanston, which was selling at $1.45.7 on the same day. RIA senior analyst Chris West said local fuel retailers had failed to pass on significant savings as crude oil prices dropped in November, leaving motorists with a big hole in their pockets.
Well, actually, when you think about it, $1.40 10 years ago, we're only $1.60, $1.70.
Yes.
So relatively, the cost of fuel has gone down.
It dropped hugely. So I remember back in 2008 saying to the boys, I'm never going to buy fuel for under $1.50 again. And then 2 weeks later, it plummeted. The overseas crash.
Yeah.
And then it took only till a few years ago to get back up to that price point that it had been at back in 2008.
Eight, yeah. So that's when I lost about a third of my superannuation. Just went wiped overnight. Savings. Anyway. Mm. So that's it.
That is indeed.
What an interesting array of stories.
Yes, it is.
Until next week, Jeanette.
Yes, until next week. And it'll be our last one for the year next week.
I think, no, there won't be a Bunyip on Christmas, will there?
No.
And there's Gary at the door.
Okay.
And here's Petra.
Yes.
And we're perfectly timed.
We are. So.
See you next week.
For all life's signs.